This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact. And redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Thrones of Power, the podcast that uncovers the rise, glory, and fall of history's greatest empires. So far, we've seen Mesopotamia's first empires take shape, walked among the temples of Egypt, faced the chariots of the Hittites, stood in fear before the Assyrians, and admired the wisdom of Babylon and the tolerance of Persia. Today, we arrive in the land of rugged mountains, shining seas, and restless ideas, the birthplace of democracy, philosophy, and one of the greatest conquerors the world has ever known. This is the story of the Greeks, from fragmented city-states to the vast empire of Alexander the Great. Unlike Egypt or Persia, ancient Greece was not united by geography. Mountain ranges split the land into valleys, and the Aegean Sea scattered its people across islands. This fostered independence, and Greek civilization grew as a patchwork of polis, or city-states. Each polis was fiercely proud of its identity. Athens became known for democracy, philosophy, and art. Sparta focused on military discipline and endurance. Corinth, Thebes, and dozens of others each played their role. Despite rivalries, these city-states shared language, religion, and culture. They worshipped the same pantheon of gods as Zeus, Athena, Apollo, and more, and gathered for pan-Hellenic festivals like the Olympic Games, where competition transcended politics. Their myths and literature, from Homer's Iliad and Odyssey.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
To the tragedies of Sophocles, bound them together as one civilization. The city-states were often at war with each other, but in the early 5th century BCE, they faced a common enemy, the Persian Empire. When Darius I and later Xerxes sought to subjugate Greece, Athens and Sparta led the resistance. At Marathon in 490 BCE, the Athenians won a stunning victory, proving Persia could be beaten. A decade later, at Thermopylae, King Leonidas and his 300 Spartans held the pass against overwhelming odds, becoming legends of courage. Soon after, the naval battle of Salamis turned the tide. By 479 BCE, Greece had repelled the Persian threat. The Persian Wars transformed Greece. Athens emerged as a naval power and founded the Delian League, an alliance that collected tribute from other city-states. But Athens' dominance soon bred resentment. Sparta led rival states in the Peloponnesian League, and conflict between Athens and Sparta erupted into the Peloponnesian War, 431 to 404 BCE. The war devastated Greece. Athens fell, Sparta weakened, and the city-states were left fractured, ripe for conquest by a new power rising to the north. That power was Macedon, once seen as a barbarian kingdom on Greece's fringe. Under Philip II, Macedon modernized its army and expanded its influence. Philip introduced the sarissa, a pike over 18 feet long, used in tight phalanx formations that dominated battlefields. He also mastered diplomacy and marriage alliances, weaving a web of control across Greece. By 338 BCE, at the Battle of Chaeronea, Philip crushed the combined forces of Athens and Thebes, bringing the Greek world under Macedonian hegemony. His dream was to unite the Greeks and lead them against Persia, but before he could, he was assassinated. The mantle passed to his 20-year-old son, Alexander III of Macedon. History would remember him as Alexander the Great. From the beginning, Alexander demonstrated ambition and genius. Trained by Aristotle, inspired by Homer, and commanding the army Philip had built, Alexander set out to achieve what his father had begun, the conquest of Persia.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
In 334 BCE, he crossed into Asia Minor. At the Battle of Granicus, he defeated Persian satraps. At Issus in 333 BCE, he faced King Darius III himself and forced him to flee. By 332 BCE, Alexander had conquered the Levant and marched into Egypt, where he was hailed as a liberator. At the Oracle of Siwa, he was declared the son of Zeus Ammon, reinforcing his aura of divinity. He founded a city at the Nile Delta, Alexandria, that would become one of the greatest centers of learning in the ancient world. The climax came at the Battle of Gaugamela in 331 BCE. Outnumbered, Alexander's disciplined phalanx and daring cavalry charges shattered Darius's forces. Babylon, Susa, and Persepolis, the jewels of the Persian Empire, fell to him. In a dramatic gesture, Alexander burned Persepolis, symbolizing the end of Achaemenid power. But Alexander was not satisfied. He pressed eastward, through Bactria and into India. At the Hydaspes River in 326 BCE, he defeated King Porus in a brutal battle fought in rain and mud, with war elephants charging against his phalanx. Impressed by Porus's bravery, Alexander restored him as a vassal king, a gesture of magnanimity that won loyalty. Yet his army, weary and longing for home, refused to march farther into India. Reluctantly, Alexander turned back. In 323 BCE, at just 32 years old, Alexander fell ill in Babylon and died. His sudden death left his vast empire without a clear heir. His generals, known as the Diadochi, divided the realm, carving out kingdoms that would endure for centuries: the Seleucid Empire in Asia, Ptolemaic Egypt, and Antigonid Macedon. Though short-lived.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Alexander's empire reshaped the world. Greek culture spread across the Near East in what historians call the Hellenistic Age. Greek language became the medium of trade, science, and philosophy from Egypt to India. Cities like Alexandria became melting pots where Greek, Egyptian, Persian, and Jewish traditions mingled. The legacy of Alexander was not merely territorial, it was cultural. He created a world where ideas, art, and knowledge flowed freely across boundaries. His dream of unity lived on, not through empire, but through cultural fusion. The Greek Empire was never as centralized as Persia or Rome, but its impact was profound. The city-states pioneered political models, from democracy in Athens to military oligarchy in Sparta, that still influence debates today. Their philosophy, Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, asked questions about justice, virtue, and reason that remain central to human thought. Their art and architecture set standards of beauty that civilizations have copied for millennia. And Alexander, though he reigned for just over a decade, created a world that was larger, richer, and more connected. He was both conqueror and visionary, remembered as much for spreading Greek culture as for winning battles. The Greeks showed the world that empire could be not only about power, but about ideas that outlast stone and steel. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Thrones of Power. Next time, we travel east again to India, where the Maurya Empire rose under Chandragupta and Ashoka, spreading not only political might but also the teachings of Buddhism across Asia.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.